This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's military confirmed Thursday its forces have stormed the main hospital in southern Gaza hours after Israeli fire killed a patient and wounded six others in the complex. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The Israeli army said it was a limited operation, seeking the remains of hostages taken by Hamas. The raid comes a day after Israel's army sought to evacuate thousands of displaced Palestinians who were seeking shelter at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis.
We have credible intelligence.
The military said it had credible intelligence that Hamas had held hostages at the hospital and that the remains of hostages might still be inside. Nasser Hospital has been the latest focal point of Israel's ground offensive. Israeli troops, tanks and snipers have surrounded Nasser Hospital for at least a week. Surrounded by heavy fire, several people inside the compound have been killed, according to health officials. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Vladimir Putin said that Russia would prefer to see U.S. President Joe Biden win a second term, describing him as more experienced and predictable than Donald Trump. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
While Moscow strongly disagrees with the current administration's policies, the reasons for Putin's positive comments on President Biden are unclear. He is the more experienced person. He is predictable. He is a politician of the old formation. But we will work with any U.S. leader who the American people have confidence in. Putin's comments made during an interview with Russian state television Wednesday were unusual for Biden, a fierce critic of the Russian leader who frequently praised former President Donald Trump. Trump, meanwhile, tried to turn what the Russian leader said into his favor at a campaign rally Wednesday night, calling Putin's statement a great compliment. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours.